USA Radio News.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says the Republican-led House is ready to authorize several billion dollars for a massive border wall. Ryan's main question was whether the Senate would follow suit. The government runs out of money on December 7th, and President Trump is requesting $5 billion for a border wall in any funding bill. Now, regarding funding or not funding a border wall, Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox one thing.
We are a nation that has always welcomed immigrants. We continue to welcome immigrants. We want to welcome immigrants into the United States. There has to be a process for immigration, a process that controls the number of people, who they are, we know more about them.
A bill failed today that would have protected Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired by President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the bill is not necessary and that President Trump will not be firing Mueller. Meanwhile, a majority of the Democrats and Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona disagree. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. Stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The latest documentary on the O.J. Simpson case proposes an interesting theory about the murders he was acquitted of. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
O.J. Simpson's former manager is releasing this latest documentary about the infamous murders, and in it, he claims Simpson did it and had an accomplice. Norman Pardo says for the first time, the most in-depth investigation into the case will show that not only was Simpson involved, but that he had at least one accomplice. Pardo's been working for 4 years to create this series. He's pitching it to networks beginning next week, hoping to have it coincide with the 25th anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nancy Pelosi has clinched the Democratic nomination to be Speaker of the House by a 203-32 vote. Now, on January 3rd, during a floor vote, though, Pelosi will need 218 votes to be elected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Earlier this week, conservative author Jerome Corsi told Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigators that he would not take a plea deal and plead guilty to perjury. Corsi insisted he did not knowingly give prosecutors false information. They were asking him about an email correspondence that he had had if he had met with Julian Assange. What actually happened, what Corsi admitted to, was forwarding an email to someone over in London who was able to get in touch with Assange. Corsi explains on Tucker Carlson tonight that the whole case against him is very politically motivated.
This is a political witch hunt. Because I did not have a contact with Assange, but yet had figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, and I figured it out and told Roger Stone and told many people in August, and it just happened that I was right. Well, the prosecutor said, Dr. Corsi, we're not going to believe that on your 25th wedding anniversary to Italy with your wife and family, you had divine inspiration, and God told you Podesta had Assange's emails. Well, I said, I don't know if you want to put it that crassly, but I did figure it out, and I connect the dots, and this time I happen to be right. You just won't believe that I figured it out.
A big storm system with heavy rain and mountain snow is making its way towards California. Flash flood watches and winter storm warnings are in effect for much of the area. The heavy rain and snow is expected to hit later tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.